Julie, thank you so much for coming on my show today.
You're very welcome.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Winners Only Club, the number one business podcast in the Hamptons. Today we have Julie Keys of Keys Art Gallery next to American Hotel. Julie, what was the 80s like growing up here in Sag Harbor?
I came out here to go to college at Southampton, and I immediately got a job at the Corner Bar, and I grew up in this weird little suburb in Connecticut, and I had never been in a place like this. I mean, there was debauchery. It was wild. People were just, the streets were very full at night. And I mean, the night was from 8 p.m. until 5 in the morning. Like, it had a, there was a night shift to Sag Harbor. And it was fantastic. The community was and still is vivacious as hell. So,
can you share an unpopular opinion with us
about Sag Harbor?
Really? I need your help with the...
Are you kidding? I'm in the middle of an interview.
Yeah, but it's really important, and I really need your help.
Why do you have... What's wrong?
I was trying to punch something, and it kind of messed up. You look very familiar. Is your name Lulu? I think I went to school with you when we were younger. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember you.
I'm like almost 100% positive.
Pageant.
I'm almost, Julie, I'm certain. Like, look, I even
what
have
the
a
hell?
Picture. I even have a picture of her, Julie. I even have a picture. Ah! I swear, I totally know
what
you from
are you
somewhere.
Doing?
I 100% know you. I know you. Ah. Julie, I just need help, but I know her too.
With the toilet?
Maybe. Maybe. But I swear, I
so
think
much
I know
for
you. I'm like
Sarah
almost
Gallery.
200% sure I know you. Where are you from?
How do you know me?
I don't know, but I know you.
From like where?
From everywhere.
Oh.
From probably here, maybe.
Okay.
I swear, I just showed you the picture. Look, I'll show you another one. See, look, I know you. I know you. I know you. I know you.
This is literally a minute ago.
No, it's from school.
Are you like a stop?
I know her, Julie, but I also need your help.
My God.
Please.
I'm not going to go help you with the toilet now. I fixed it this morning already.
Well,
is it not working again?
It's not. And this time, maybe you can help me. I know you. We're friends. We're friends, right? Maybe.
I don't know.
I just showed you two pictures of us.
One of the unpopular problems.
Come on.
One of the problems with being out here is that it's really tough to find help.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get that.
The fact that I've got a woman in the middle of the podcast with a plunger.
Yeah.
I mean, I need help from you, but I also need help from you because I want to know how I know you. I know you. I just showed you the picture of how I know you. It was a picture. Come on.
Did you grow up out here?
Well, actually, I was in China until...
Well, what about after that?
Okay.
I'm telling you, I know you from somewhere, and I'm not leaving here until you tell me how I know you. With the help that I need from this plunger.
I will help you after we do the podcast.
But I need help now, Julie. And I need help from her to tell me how I know you.
I promise I'll fix the toilet afterwards.
Julie,
Katie, can you help her fix
picture?
The toilet?
Julie, but did you see the picture? I showed her the picture of how I know her.
Isn't that crazy? Katie, will you help her fix the toilet?
Okay. So, back to the interview. Can you share an unpopular opinion with us?
About Sag Harbor?
About life.
I think one of the greatest things about this community and this area is that we have a vivacious democracy, which means that we have a lot of opinions. And I think that having those opinions means we have a healthy democracy. However, we also have a bourgeois class here. So when people argue, often in the Hamptons and in my village of Sag Harbor, about a crisis, if you think from a worldview, it is an inconvenience. And I sometimes have a really hard time with the fact that we as Hamptonites talk in sky is falling terms about a roundabout. And I often feel like I need to get people to take the volume down and get a perspective on the blessed life we live here. For example, parking in Sag Harbor. People come into the gallery often and go, it took me 5 minutes to find a parking spot. And I want to give them a cross to carry around. It's like, oh, that's terrible. I suppose that's an unpopular idea.
The name of this podcast is called Winners Only Club. What's your definition of a winner and what's your definition of a loser?
A winner is someone who, no matter where they are, can find the gratitude in the life they have. Full-on winner. A loser is someone who can't.
How does your business use social media?
Constantly. Oh, we do Instagram, we do Facebook, we have MailChimp, we have blah, blah, blah. We do social media
Do you use social media to attract views or to convert into sales? What's your aim with social media?
Well, we're both on, there are two platforms for art dealers. One is Artsy, one's ArtNet. And we are on both. We also do quite a few art fairs. And I think our social media platform, like for example, here we are in the Hamptons. What's exciting about the Hamptons? It's the birthplace of abstract expressionism. There's a whole ton of A-list artists that live here, that work here. There's a legacy of artists that have worked here and lived here forever. So we use social media to co-opt our community and the art community that's here. And that is, yes, people do go online and they go, how much is that piece or whatever. But also we have a community who comes in here. We have people who buy and look at the art and know to come to the opening, etc. So it's nice.
Who are your favorite people that you follow on Instagram?
Who do I like following on Instagram? Well, I'm a horse person, so I have a few friends who are, McLean Ward is a great horse. I love following
him. I interviewed him actually.
Oh, seriously, big fan. But I mean, so I like interviewing, I mean, I like witnessing what goes on. I like entertaining people, keeping track of old friends. There's a lot of things I love seeing on there, you know, politicians and politics and warriors in the environmental world, you know, all the things I care about.
Where do you lean on the politics spectrum?
I am left of left liberal. And for the most part, I have to thank the previous administration for pushing me and a number of people I know, along with a lot of other people, off the ledge of Meles. You know, I mean, in the last election, I think 28% more of America voted than ever before. You know, and in local politics, it's no different. Right now we vote. Right now we talk about politics. You know, so that's cool.
You support the Shinnecock Indian Reservation?
I will do anything I can at all times to help women, children, and people in that have problems or whatever they are. And I find that there is a huge discrepancy of wealth in our community, and the Native community of Southampton is one of the vulnerable communities that has gotten very little help from our town, our country.
Tomorrow I'm going to Southampton Village to ask the pedestrians a question about the Native reservation community. What should I ask them?
Ask them if they've ever been there. Ask them if they've ever engaged in commerce with people who have businesses there. They have great businesses there. They have a lobster food takeout. They have stores. They have things that are going on there that are very interesting. You know, Southampton as a community turns a blind eye to the Native community, and it has created generations of poverty. And I don't want to dismiss, because it's a fantastic place. There are amazing artists, there are amazing thinkers, there are great environmentalists, and there are business people there. It's a community.
Why do you think Southampton turns a blind eye to them?
I think there has been a lot of animosity for a thousand years, and I think there's a lot of shame from the white community when it comes to the fact that there's little help coming from the white community. And they should be ashamed. We should be ashamed.
We as in who?
Anybody who is living the life that exists, as I go back to the bourgeois life that exists in the Hamptons. And I mean that for all of us. If you go on a world scale, we live a beautiful life out here. And we all need to be part of the solution in whatever way there is. I think you should ask people and pedestrians on the street what they're doing to help their neighbors. I think you should challenge people your age to be acting, to be proactive, and not just writing on Instagram, but actually doing something.
And what are you doing?
I work for the Democratic Party. I work for the, I have this thing where I'm starting small businesses for people who need things. Like, for example, we're doing a chicken business and eggs. We started a hemp business. We started, so I like to begin businesses with people who need just one little chance. You know, so that's what we do.
What's the most interesting business idea with them?
Well, right now we have a hemp business that's going really well. And then we also are now going to start with some chickens, and the chickens fertilize eggs, you know, and the fertilizer is great for the hemp business. So all kinds of things, you know.
You also mentioned that the Hamptons, when it comes to the Hamptons, racism isn't black and white. What does that mean?
The Hispanic community here is as in need as the Native community, etc. But one of the other things that occurs is that there is a large chasm between poor and rich here, which is inevitable. It's what happens in a capitalistic society. It's not like you can avoid this, but tends to be a lot more violence. There tends to be a lot of profiling. There's, whether you're a store owner or in law enforcement, and I just feel like with the level of education available to the community that lives here, we have no business being that stupid.
You say I make my own rules. How does that affect the establishment of Keys Gallery? Tell us the story of you never really fitting into the status quo and how that made you and the gallery today.
I've been lucky and I've been vague. I grew up in Connecticut. Everyone in my family was white collar, they were lawyers and all that kind of thing. And for some reason, I never felt that comfortable in that. I was never that as good. I couldn't hold a job. I'm unemployable, is my point. I'm basically unemployable. So I kept trying to go around the idea of getting a job as a dishwasher, let's say. So I would sell ceramics, or I'd sell, you know, anything, as they say, and all kinds of things that would. So I started a ceramic business, right? So I'm painting ceramics. Well, for some odd reason, it took off. So all of a sudden, I have this kind of major ceramic company, and we're selling to Bergdorf's and Bendel's, and I have people working for me. And what was happening was, I've got all these people working on these bowls, and we're selling them for like $20 a piece wholesale to Barney's. And somebody comes in and buys something we hammered up on a wall, and it's so much easier to sell art than it would be to do the ceramics I was doing. It's straight up labor intensive. So, you know, it was as if, you know, I just kept taking rights and lefts and came back to what I always wanted to do. And I'm in this space. How crazy is this that I have this amazing place, right? How crazy is this that in the midst of this moment for Sag Harbor, I have this amazing space? I feel like there's luck. What was it? Noel Coward said, luck is the residue of design. I think there's a degree of that. And I was just blessed with right place, right time. And I don't know what I would say. It's just a really cool thing that occurred for me. And I can't believe how lucky I am to be in this town with this art gallery right now.
Can you tell us a risk that you took that reaped rewards?
Everything. I'm mentally ill. I have a real problem with this, but I lack a financial fear. It's like, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, I've waitressed, I've done dishes, I've, you know, I can do it. You know, I can figure it out. And it's a peculiar psychosis, sociopathicness, that I still want to find something to sell you. You know, it's like a condition. It's like merchant as a medical malady. You know, I will find something I can sell you. You know, and if it's not the painting, my shoes. If you need shoes, I'll sell you my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's this crazy thing I have, you know? And I think that it gives me a lack of financial fear that I think keeps people from taking risks. Because I've been broke, and it wasn't that terrible, right? I don't know. I'm sure there's worse broke. Because I know people who have real reasons, valid. I don't want to dismiss valuable poverty as being something that I'm treating with a lark. You know, I just want to say that. But, you know, I just have been, I guess the real end of the long story is I'm really lucky. Right?
Thank you, Julie, for coming on the show and sharing your story and nuggets of wisdom with us.
You're very welcome, Lulu. It was lovely to meet you.
Do you have a toilet?
Avenger.